For several years, health officials have been working on fail-safe systems designed to prevent medical mistakes, but much of that work has focused on medication and surgical errors. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows that a significant number of patient injuries are due to problems with medical devices. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
Medical devices can be found pretty much everywhere in a hospital.
Everything from a tongue blade to the bed to the scale to laser equipment to the computers to and just about everything in the hospital that's not a drug is a device.
That's medical epidemiologist Dr. Matthew Seymour. He says so many devices mean lots of opportunities for things to go wrong. He's focused on ways to detect these potential hazards. In this study, Seymour and colleagues from the University of Utah School of Medicine looked at what happened to over 20,000 patients who were hospitalized over a 9-month period. Dr. Matthew Seymour.
One of the most common types of adverse events were infections related to urinary catheters and intravascular catheters, and other complications related to catheters, such as misplacement or ischemia, loss of blood, or leakage, or other local complications of the catheters.
Other common injuries resulted from dialysis equipment and orthopedic devices.
They tended to be implanted devices which required replacement because of malfunction, loosening, or other local mechanical complications.
Seymour says researchers need to examine medical device problems as thoroughly as they have medication errors. Harvard University professor Dr. Lucian Leap couldn't agree more. He says the risk of suffering an injury due to a problem with a medical device is about the same as the risk from a medication error, or about 6% of patients. Leap says it's as important to look at how devices are used as it is to determine if a mistake has been made.
The way we improve the process of care is somebody has much better results than other people, and then you say, what are you doing differently? And then you copy that. That's how we've improved the care of cardiac patients, for example. The mortality and the complications of cardiac surgery has dropped dramatically over the last 10 years.
And many of the problems don't result from human error or malfunctions of the machines. Many have to do with how the device is used.
An interesting example, it is known that patients who are receiving assistant ventilation, people who are on respirators in the hospital, there's a significant fraction of patients who get pneumonia if they're on assisted ventilation for a long period of time.
So health experts examined the entire process of ventilation, including the devices being used.
We now have a series of precautions that can be taken with regard to how these patients are managed that will reduce the chance of pneumonia virtually to zero.
And some precautions are as simple as making sure the head of the bed is elevated. Greater precautions in other areas may be checking a patient more frequently, changing a tube daily instead of once a week, or sterilizing equipment in a different way. But health experts first have to make a decision to examine how medical devices are used in hospitals, and this study is the first to show how much that's needed. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.